The Way I Found Her by Rose Tremaine. Read by Samuel West. Part 1. There are days when it feels really cold in here. I'll admit I hope it doesn't get much colder because then I might have to move and I don't want to move. I'm okay where I am. I like lying in the dark and listening to the wind. I've begun to believe, anyway, that the cold comes from inside me, not from outside. Moving might not change a thing. Because it's like some kind of frost has got into me. It's forming icy crystals along my spine. It's telling me that time is going along differently in me, and making me old in the space of this one winter. Not that I care, really. I don't want to talk about the present. It's Valentina I want to talk about. She's the only subject that's on my mind. I think I'll start with something else, though. I'll start with the moment when I noticed that my mother had become a beautiful woman. I once thought beauty was something only found in old paintings. It never really occurred to me that ordinary people could be beautiful, here and now. And then I saw, that day in July, that they could be, and that my mother was one of them. She was sitting in my room by my window trying to mend my action man, whose name was Elroy. Or at least, it had been Elroy. But now Elroy's torso had parted from his pelvis, so I personally knew that he was dead and finished, and I told Mum not to bother with him. I never played with him anymore. But she took no notice of me. She just sat there very intent, like a lacemaker or a mathematician, with the sun on her crazy hair, trying to bring Elroy back into existence. And that's when I noticed it.